Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Florida, Georgia line. How my people doing over in Taylor, Talbot, Casita? How y'all doing down there? I hope everyone's having a great weekend. I tell you, summertime, the heat is up, and this is the great time to get the grills out and have a good time. Turn on some music and just live a little bit. Just enjoy life, because we have so much to be blessed for. Certainly, if you just look at what's been happening throughout the country, I mean, we're having a record number of tornadoes. We've had over 500 already this month alone here in the United States, and major flooding along the Arkansas-Mississippi River. Just so much going on, and unfortunately, we've been dealing a lot with this heat. We've had near 100 degree heat degrees throughout the past few days, and we certainly just got to make sure we're mindful of our elderly population during this time. If you live in a neighborhood and you know there's an elderly person down the street who live alone, just go check on them for us. And, you know, just say, hey, I ain't getting in your business, but Teddy on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese told me to go down and check on you, because we need to be concerned about you. So call your folks, check on them too. You know, this type of weather we don't want to play with. You know, heat is a silent killer. And every summer we see these heat waves, and it unfortunately attacked those that don't have the means to either get out of the heat, or the ones that they're very sensitive to heat anyway. But we'll manage, and we'll get through it. We just got to continue to look out for each other. Speaking of looking out for each other, and the Bible say, you know, we should, you know, help the least of these and where we can, and make a difference where we can. I'm excited about the guest that I have on today. This is a record-breaking show. For the first time on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, we have our first international guest. I am delighted and just honored to be in the presence of your honor, the mayor of the city of Jinja, which is in Africa. Yes. Mayor Majid.
Yes.
How you doing, Mayor Majid?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you so much for coming to see us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, you are in amazing company. Another great friend of mine. You know, I certainly go to him for all my Greek attire, but you know, the work that he's doing with Soul of My Footprint, Alfie Jelks, all over Columbus, just doing great things, making sure that we are aware of challenges internationally. Alfie, my friend, how you doing, brother?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you here. Alfie, I see you still hadn't let off those weights, man. You
man,
making
I
those
can't,
young cats
I can't
look bad,
do it.
Brother.
Got to stay healthy and fit.
And healthy and fit. I totally understand. You know, if I could push back from that table a little bit, I probably could get to your level. But, Mayor, we are so excited to have you with us today. Now, the city of Jinja, what country is that in?
Jinja is located in Uganda, and Uganda is in East Africa. And Jinja is the second largest city in Uganda, about 80 kilometers away from Kampala. Mm-hmm. It's uniquely located on the shores of Lake Victoria, and Lake Victoria being the world's second largest freshwater lake, and next to Lake Superior.
Lake Superior, yeah.
And it's also located at the source of the River Nile. River Nile is the world's longest river. Okay, so it's uniquely located at two water bodies, Lake Victoria and also River Nile. And River Nile is important because it's mentioned in the Bible as well.
Absolutely. Now, the Nile River runs in reverse, right?
Yes, it's the only river in the world that runs in the reverse. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a huge tourist attraction, and I'm the mayor of this city, and I'm very, very delighted to be here.
Well, thank you. So, and I hear Lake Victoria just absolutely beautiful. Like, take us there visually. What is it like to be?
Well, Lake Victoria, as I said, is like a sea within a continent. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it connects not just Uganda but three other countries. It's in between Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. These are three different countries. And Jinja, the city of Jinja, is on the shores of Lake Victoria. So Lake Jinja is a unique place. It's a tourism city. People flock from all over the world to come to Jinja to visit Lake Victoria and also to visit the River Nile to see where this long river starts from.
Wow. And so Jinja, is it like a port city? Like, do you have a lot of seaside ports or anything of that nature?
Not really, yes.
A lot of
but
fish,
it's a tourism.
I imagine.
There's a lot of fish. There's a lot of tilapia, Nile perch, everything.
Now, what's the population of your city, man?
The population is about 500,000 people.
500,000 people?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so it's quite big.
Wow.
And that's the daytime population. The nighttime population goes down a little bit to half of that. But when we're planning as the mayor, we have to plan for the daytime population because we have to provide services for all the people that come into the city to do business, to trade, to tour. to do lots of things. So we have to plan for 500,000 people.
So what brings you to America and specifically Columbus, Georgia?
Well, what brings me to Georgia is a very good organization called Soul of My Footprint. Okay, and it's pioneered by our friend Alfie Jex. I met Alfie in Uganda a few months ago. They're doing a lot of work, a lot of mission work in Africa. And I found out that they've been working in Africa for over 10 years. They've been in Africa for a long time. They're doing a lot of work in education, in health, in extension Christian mission work. And we're very happy, we're very supportive. We're also very happy that they're working to transform the lives of our people, to support our people. So when he extended an invitation to us to come here, of course, we could not say no. We were very, very pleased, and we had to come and see where our very good friend comes from.
Well, we are absolutely glad that you came to visit us here in Columbus. And it certainly, it should say a lot to those individuals here locally that supports Alfie's work.
Yes.
You know, to see the leadership.
Exactly.
From Jinja in Uganda. I mean, you, of course, you represent your country too.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Come here and just show gratitude, show thanks.
Exactly.
Thanks. You know, it's just it's so important. Now, Uganda is a landlocked country, right?
It is a landlocked. But first of all, Ted, I need to say this, that I did not come alone.
Okay.
I came with other people. I am here, also the city director, who is, I'd rather city administrator,
uh-huh.
who is called the town clerk, is
mm-hmm.
here with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Jofram.
Mm-hmm.
I also have one of my councilmen, Bernard. We call him Bernard. He's also here with me. So the mayor did not travel alone. He traveled with a big team.
So the mayor Majid came
yes.
with an entourage. You know,
yes.
mayor, my grandmother used to say, when the cats away, the mice will play. Are they throwing a big party at the city now that you're gone?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, having a good time. You know, the mayor is gone. So is this your first term?
No, as a mayor, yes, it's certainly my first time. It's my first term.
Your first term?
Yes.
And what year are you into?
This is the third year, so I've got two more years to go.
So you have 5-year terms?
It's normally a 5-year term.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You think you'll run again?
Yes, I'm planning to run again.
Okay.
It's been very exciting. It's been transformative of
mm-hmm.
my life to
mm-hmm.
serve other people,
mm-hmm.
to know that you can do something to make people's lives better, to create employment, to
mm-hmm.
bring order
mm-hmm.
in society, to play your role. Okay, we cannot just sit by and wait for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have a role to play in making things happen. So I thought I should contest because I felt that I could actually play a role in transforming my society.
Was that your first time engaging in an election, or had you served in another elected capacity prior to becoming mayor?
I had engaged in an election in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I wasn't successful. So I said,
I'm
going to do it right next
yeah.
time round and
yeah.
be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So second time round, I was very successful. But prior to that, I have worked in the office of the president of Uganda
mm-hmm.
as a district administrator. I was the eyes and ears of the president in that particular area. So I've been in politics for some time.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Jeffy, I'm blown away right now. You know, to have, you know, such an important person come to Columbus, Georgia, to visit us and to share the story of his people and his country. Alfie, talk about the relationship that you've built with government officials there in Uganda and in Jinja, and why do you think that's important?
You know, actually, we were scheduled to meet the mayor 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But like any mayor, he's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came to see him, he sent his assistant
yes.
to talk with us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came back last year, he made a point to be available for us. And so we brought our team to his office. It was a team of 26 people.
Wow.
And
yes.
the mayor, he received us, and he took really good care of us. And I think it's important because as we build this hospital in Africa, there's always going to be red tape. There's always going to be some challenges. So it's always good to have a friend.
Wait a minute. Let's kind of slow that roll a little bit. Let's
yes.
talk about that a little bit more because that's important.
Yes.
You know, you've expanded the missions that you are doing in Africa to now having the vision of building a hospital there to provide some, you know, much needed medical services. And I understand you've teamed with some dynamic folks here in Columbus to make that happen. You want to name some of those folks and tell us the role that they're playing?
Dr. Mayweather, he's over our medical team.
That's my good frat brother.
Yes.
So, you know, he's a great alpha man.
So he's doing a great job with that. But Teddy, what happened was, we took our first medical team there a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And after we had finished, I said to them that it was good what we had done that 3 days being there. But I said to them, this is not enough, because the people are sick every day. Mm-hmm. But we're only there for 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I said that we need to do more. And so by building this hospital, we're able to give care once it's built every day.
Mayor, what's the conditions like? I'm sure some of my listeners are saying, we want to hear more about this city.
Yes.
We want to know the structure and things of that nature. You know, and I had an opportunity to look at some Google Earth images. I've never been to Ginger, you know, but technology is something amazing.
Yes.
And I saw like a lot of dirt streets and things of that nature.
Yes.
Talk about your city and why is this assistance from Columbus so important? Because, you know, here in the American mindset, we think 500,000 people and all those folk paying taxes, man, they got to have a lot of money, you know. And we're thinking it must be some type of, you know, major employment opportunities, things of that nature. Tell us the truth.
The truth about Africa and the truth about Uganda and many African countries is that the focus of central government is normally on the capital cities. So you'll find that all development is concentrated on the capital cities. The infrastructure in the capital city will be good, and they'll try to do a lot of things in the capital cities. But not everybody is going to live in the capital cities. So they do this at the expense of the secondary cities. Now, Jinja is one of those secondary cities. And as a result, the infrastructure is not that great. Housing is not that great. Education and also health. These are important things, but they are things that are lacking. Okay, so when you look at the Google map of Jinja, you'll find that many of the streets are not tarmacked. Okay, they are made of marram. Okay, we need to resurface them, we need to reconstruct them and build them into proper roads. You'll also see that we have challenges in education, where we're not able to provide education, very good education for our people. You will find that in some situations, children are actually studying under trees or dilapidated old buildings. The other challenge is healthcare. Our people are suffering. We do not have very good hospitals. We do have the government hospitals. But for a city of a population of 500,000 people, you're going to need a lot more than just one hospital. We have one regional referral hospital. So when people like Alfie come in, when organizations like Soul of My Foot come in, they complement the services of the government. They complement what we're able to do. Because we are trying to do our best, but it's not enough. And all the 500,000 people that you're talking about, many of them do not have employment. Now, if they're not employed, that means they're not going to pay taxes. So the taxes, the money that you think would be there, is not there. So there are a lot of challenges in Jinja, like any other developing country. And this is why we appreciate the support that we're getting from our brothers in the United States.
Now, I think you said this earlier, but Kampala is the capital?
Kampala is the capital city of Uganda.
It's the capital city.
Yes.
Okay. And it seemed not to be far from Jinja. Like, it's like maybe an hour drive?
It's 80 kilometers away from Jinja.
Okay.
But you see, Kampala being the capital city, and because the government has been focusing a lot of things on Kampala, it has attracted people from all over the country to go and settle in Kampala. Mm-hmm. So you find that it's overpopulated, it's congested, the traffic jams are terrible, okay, and it's a nightmare to live in. So what we're saying is that we need to reverse this trend so that we can put resources and effort on the developing of secondary cities like Jinja. So development of secondary cities like Jinja is my passion. And I'm very pleased to tell you, Ted, that I'm also the chairman of the Urban Authorities Association of Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
That is a union of all cities and municipalities of Uganda. So it is my responsibility to guide the way urbanization goes in Uganda. We have to figure out a way in how to do sustainable urbanization. But as I said, there are things that we can do as a government, but there are also things that we can do from the business community, from the private community, they come in to support us, and also from organizations, international organizations like the one of the Alfies that are coming in to support. So it has to be a team effort. Mm-hmm. It cannot only be government. Mm-hmm. The individuals have to play, have a role to play. Businesses have a role to play, and international organizations also have a role to play. Because we need to help our people. We need to transform the societies. We need to provide education for the children. Mm-hmm. Education is the biggest gift that you can give to anybody. Without education, you are nothing. So we need to make sure that those kids that do not have the privilege of accessing education can be educated. And this is why this organization has helped us immensely, and we're very appreciative of that. And also on the side of healthcare, I'm very, very pleased to hear that they're doing something about it. They're building a hospital. In Jinja, we only have one referral hospital, big hospital that belongs to the government. But it's not going to treat everybody. Right. And very often you will find that the medicines are not available or the doctors are not in place. So any efforts that we're able to get, any extra support that we're able to get from our brothers here from the USA, we're very grateful for that. And this is what ALF is doing for us. I'm very, very happy that I am here to give testimony to the very good work that he's doing down there.
Well, you know, Mayor, that's a very passionate appeal. And I certainly think that the listeners will certainly understand and feel where you're coming from, because we share some of the same concerns here as well. You know, it's not the lack of education, but the quality of education.
Exactly.
But the principle of it is still the same. Yes. You know, you need that foundation to be successful. And it's amazing that Alfie is pulling together so many different resources and so many leaders to help make this possible. And your passion is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Mayor Majid, I tell you, you know, just listening to you speak, I was like, you know, we'll probably vote for you for Mayor of Columbus. You want to move over here? Call a special referendum for a new election. Yeah, before anybody run with that, I'm not saying kick out the mayor. Not what I'm saying is I'm just impressed with my mayor here, Mayor Majid. Very passionate, and you can tell, Mayor, I can feel your spirit and that you really care about the citizens of your city.
Thank you.
And that's very critical, and it's so important. And we're going to take a quick break. I tell you, when you're having a good conversation, you have to take these breaks so that the sponsors will continue to have us on the air. So this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. This is our first international program. We're speaking with the Honorable Mayor of Jinja, Uganda, and that's Mayor Majid. Came right here to Columbus, Georgia to visit us, and he's hanging with certainly an amazing person, a trailblazer, a mover and a shaker himself, Mr. Alfie Jelks, with Soul of My Footprints. And we'll be right back.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We are here today with Alfie Jelks in Soul of My Footprint. And Alfie, I tell you, Alfie, you're leaving your footprint not only here in Columbus, Georgia, but all over the world, my friend. And you are making such amazing strides to help those that need help the most. And you're bringing awareness to us here in Columbus and in Georgia on some of the needs and challenges of our brothers and our sisters in Africa. So thank you so much for doing that. And Alfie, now, as far as Soul of My Footprint is concerned, and people that are listening to the show, will there be opportunities in the future for them to contribute to what you're doing from the hospital's perspective?
Well, we're always looking for people that wants to be a part of what we're doing in Africa. We're getting ready to make our ninth trip to Uganda made it September 15th. Mm. So if there's anybody out there who is interested in perhaps going this year, we would love to have them to go with us. One thing that me and the mayor was talking about earlier is the families in Uganda and the families in the state, they both had the same concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Health care, education,
mm-hmm.
jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we get past, you know, we're in the United States and then Africa, then we'll realize that we are more alike
mm-hmm.
than we
mm-hmm.
are
mm-hmm.
different.
Now, what's the number? Jason, you told people to reach out to you, but you didn't tell them how.
Hey, they can call me directly on my mobile.
What is that?
706-249-5639.
Alfie Jeff said you can call him on his cell phone.
Yeah, directly.
Okay, we're going to call you directly because I'm sure after listening to this show and listening to the passion and appeal from the mayor, there will be folks out there, you know, that may not have much to give but wants to give something, you know, to see that the children there in Africa, you know, are able to get that health care need and just basic checkups and you know, and other supplies and help and assistance that you're bringing over there to that area. Now, Mayor Majid, I'm a little curious. What is the major industry in Uganda and in Jinja?
Well, Uganda is basically an agricultural country.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest source of employment for the majority of the people is agriculture.
Mm.
Now, when you come to Jinja as a city, as I've already said, it started as an industrial town. So many of the industries in Uganda are located in Jinja.
Mm-hmm.
But because of its location on the shores of Lake Victoria and at the source of the River Nile, it is also a tourism city. So we have a lot of industry and we also have a lot of tourism. So it's basically a mix of both. We get a lot of people coming in from all over the world to come and visit the source of the Nile. There are also waterfalls near the city of Jinja. So people come to do whitewater rafting in Jinja. It's the only place in Uganda that you're going to do that. So it is both industrial and a tourism city.
Wow, did they show us our whitewater?
Yeah. Yes.
Does it compare to what you guys have over there?
Well, ours is very good. You need to come and see. You need to come and see.
Well said,
but also,
man.
Alfie, last time round, he led a team of over 30 people that came to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also planning to come again. So if there's anybody that wants to come and join the team and see mm-hmm. for themselves what's happening in Uganda, mm-hmm. it's important. It's different to hear what's happening in Africa from the radio, from mm-hmm. the magazines, on TV. But it's different when you are able to go there and see for yourself, touch, feel, and see.
Speaking of radio and TV and what you see and propaganda and things of that nature that's pushed out,
yes.
What could you say is probably the most misunderstood thing about Africa?
Well, first of all, everybody thinks maybe we live in trees, that there is no roads and that people are suffering. We're actually very, very comfortable. Mm-hmm. The life there is very good. The weather is fantastic. It's very good and very, very warm throughout the year. We do not have any winters. There's plenty of food. Nobody is going to starve. Uganda is really blessed with probably the best climate in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just missing a few basic things, okay, like infrastructure, put the right infrastructure in place, put the right education for our people, and also healthcare. Other than that, Africa is a fantastic place to live in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic place to visit.
Hey, Teddy, also one of the biggest misconceptions is the fact that most people here think that the people from Africa don't like the African Americans that live here.
That is the biggest
misconception
yes.
on this face of earth.
Is that what they think?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because I guess there's a lot of different experiences from here, and they just transfer that experience to Africa.
Okay.
In meaning that they all feel that way.
But Alfie, you've been there. You've seen the welcome that our people gave you.
It is okay? Amazing.
Even when you did not see me the first time, you must have seen the welcome. The people are very welcoming. The people are warm,
absolutely.
Friendly, and they were very happy with everything that you're doing.
Absolutely. There. Sometimes we have a tendency to continue to spread mistruths and misinformation that we haven't taken time to prove
yes.
or to verify. You know, it happens, but unfortunately, as Alfie was just saying, that is something that, I've heard many times before, and I never understood the root of all of that. As far as the stability in the region, you know, I see you border, you know, the country, Uganda border South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Tanzania and Kenya.
Yes.
What is the relationships like with the neighboring countries? Like, do you have to have like a fenced and controlled armored border, or, you know, what is it like from a security perspective?
I'll tell you this, that the relationship within the East African region, because Africa is so huge, this is what people need to understand, first of all, that it's really big. It's a very big continent that has so many countries, over 50 countries in Africa. So in East Africa, we have, of course, as you've said, we have Uganda, where I come from. There is Kenya. There is Tanzania in the south. There is also South Sudan. The relationship is very good. We are actually trying to forge a community of East African nations. So when you get a visa for Uganda, it will not only take you to Uganda, but it will take you to Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, and South Sudan. And I can tell you, I can actually show you that even my passport is an East African passport. So we're trying to build an economic bloc so that we can create a critical mass as far as economic development is concerned, and also make it easy for people to travel back and forth any of these countries. We do not want to live in isolation. Mm-hmm. We're trying to create a community. So we have free movement of people within the East African region, and also free movement of goods within the East African region. We want our people to be able to move freely all over. So as you can see for yourself, that's an East African passport.
That would have a huge positive impact on the economy.
You see, what we've realized is that if we forge ahead as Uganda alone with our population of 40 million people, we're not going to go very far. But if we combine the entire East Africa, we'll have a population of over 200 million people. That means economic power. That means you have money. That means the investors will want to come and invest in your place.
You know, unfortunately, another thing that people here in our part of the world tends to think when they hear East Africa is, you know, the influx of terrorists and people and your pirates and things of that nature.
Yes.
Give us the reality of that. Is that really an out of control thing? Should an American be afraid to come and visit East Africa? Or?
We did have some problems in the past in Somalia. Mm-hmm. Okay, Somalia is one of those countries that are neighboring East Africa. Mm-hmm. But it's not East Africa, the East African community that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The East African community that I'm talking about is comprised of Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, and South Sudan. But it's true that we did have a problem in Somalia, and it affected us as well. As you know, that the American embassy in Nairobi was bombed, and we also had some terrorist attacks for quite some time. But the security has been tightened in all these five countries, and there's really no major issues of late, as you probably have noticed. Mm-hmm. So it's very peaceful, it's secure. There's very minimal crime, especially talking about Uganda. Mm-hmm. The crime rate is very, very, very low. Okay, and the same applies to Rwanda, Burundi, and the other countries.
Well, we don't want to get to talking about the crime rate. I'm talking about it too much, but I think we need to talk about it in order to.
But it's very secure. It's very secure.
You're not going to fix a problem being quiet about it.
Exactly. So. But East Africa is very secure. If you come to Uganda, I would have no problem leaving Alfie to roam on his own. Okay, and he would definitely be safe.
One reason why it is so safe, Teddy. The only ones who are allowed to carry guns are the policemen and the soldiers.
And the army, yes.
No one else is.
Yeah, we don't have guns.
Wow.
So that's a big reason why it's very safe to be over there.
Wow.
No people's, you know.
And we don't have roadblocks, and we don't have stop and search. Yes.
That's like another 5-hour conversation. You're getting into constitutional issues and court cases and things of that nature. But that is something worth observing, you know. Yes. And there are other European countries too that have that same policy and they have fewer issues and you know, I think we're a little too deep in. We just got to figure out how to manage what we have from a gun law perspective. We're way too deep in to be talking about taking, you know, that kind of step here, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But, wow. Okay. So, you know, we're almost at the end of the show here, Mayor and Alfie, and I want you guys to Alfie, I want you to give out your number again and let the listeners know what are some things, like those that can't make the trip, what is it that they can bring you to donate, or you know, of course you always accept money, but other things that they may have that you could find of use to take with you on the trip.
So first of all, my telephone number again is 706-249-5639. Some of the supplies we're taking are children's shoes. We're taking toothpaste, toothbrushes. We're also taking school supplies as well. Once we get there, we are purchasing rice and sugar so we can feed the people there.
Yes.
So
where do you purchase it from?
We purchase it there. Mm-hmm. And one of the good things of meeting the mayor is last year when we bought rice, we were buying it at a retail price. Okay. But now with the mayor, we can do it through wholesale price. Yes. Okay. So that'll allow us to purchase even more rice further. For the people.
Yeah.
So
rice and sugar. What do you do with sugar? I mean, I know you cook with sugar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was like some kind of special delicacy or something that they... they would make with sugar over there. Okay, so just making it a part of the meals.
Yes.
I got you. I totally understand that. Okay. So children's shoes, toiletries, things that
toothpaste,
people use.
Toothbrushes, you know, feminine hygiene products too.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's something that was desperately needed as well.
One more question for you, Mayor, and then I'm going to let you close out the show for us because we've got to the end here. Women's rights is something that is very big here, and you know, I'm certainly in support of a woman's right to vote, you know, interact in government, hold leadership positions. How are women treated in your country?
It's incredible because we put in place an annual constitution. The constitution was established in 1995, and we have a lot of affirmative action in our constitution. And you'll find that every constituency in Uganda has a woman member of parliament. That all the way to the local levels, even the councils, we have provisions for women representation. We believe in equality with women. Women rights is a very, very important issue. Actually, in Uganda today, the Speaker of Parliament is a woman.
Wow.
Uganda also had the first woman vice president in the whole of Africa.
Wow.
And we think that we're going to have probably the first woman president in the whole of Africa. So we take the issue of equality very, very seriously, especially women emancipation.
Wasn't Miss Sirleaf Johnson?
She was the first woman president in Liberia.
Right. And her son is a doctor in Albany, Georgia.
Before Sirleaf Johnson, we had the first woman vice president, and she was Ugandan.
She was Ugandan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to have the first woman president because we're already
at that. But it'd be good to have
Liberia.
One for your country.
Yeah. Exactly.
For your first woman.
We're looking to have one for our country.
Right.
And we have some very good, intelligent ladies that will probably come in.
And what about the population makeup? You know, here many people refer to black folks as either black or African American.
Yes.
How do you identify your black people in Africa? Do you call yourselves African? No, of course not African American. I mean, that would be crazy. But like,
we call ourselves Africans.
So you're just Africans.
We're just Africans, yes.
So what's the population makeup? What percent African?
African. No, it's going to be over 90% African.
Okay.
Everybody's black.
Okay.
We have a small population of people of Indian origin.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a small population of white people,
mm-hmm.
okay, Muslim immigrants that mm-hmm. come from other countries, mm-hmm. come and settle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's largely black, okay?
Okay.
It's largely black. Okay. So you need to come there so that you can look across the street and see all the faces black.
I went to HBCU. Trust me, I know what it's like. A lot of black faces.
Yes.
And I love my HBCU experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
But as I wind up, I really want to encourage everybody to come and experience Africa for yourself.
Yes, sir.
And do not be deceived that you're experiencing anything negative there. There is no discrimination whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There is no bad feeling whatsoever. The people are nice and welcoming, and they know that in you they've got brothers and sisters, and you should come and see for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you just heard firsthand from the mayor of Jinja, Uganda, Mayor Majid. And I tell you, he's a very intelligent passionate, brother. And thank you for taking the time to come all the way to Columbus, Georgia, to say thank you to those that have assisted Alfie Jelks and the soul of my footprint efforts here to build that hospital in the city of Jinja. And we're going to keep working at it, Mayor, till we get it done. And remember, if you want to reach Alfie to make donations or to donate some supplies, you can reach him at 706-249-5639. As a matter of fact, Alfie, you know, you're always selling products to these Greek letter organizations. I would love to see a Divine Nine competition. You know, let's get the Omegas and the Kappas and the Alphas and the Sigmas and AKs and Deltas and Zetas and Sigma Gamma Rho's and Iotas on board, and let's have a supply/fundraiser to assist you in this ninth trip to Africa. And let's send a big welcome smile and a we love you package from the mayor from Columbus, Georgia, all the way over to the city of Jinja in Uganda, and let's make Mayor Majid smile.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, this has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, our first international show, baby. We're breaking grounds around here. But I tell you, it's an honor to be able to speak to individuals that that are not quite from your country, you know, and hear things differently, hear from the horse's mouth, and not listen to what you hear on TV all the time or what someone may have told you. It's just great to go right to the source. And sometimes, you know, it's a little difficult learning how to formulate your questions and things of that nature. But, you know, eventually conversation and communication is something that we have the capability of doing regardless of what country we're from or what area of the world we're from. If we just take a little time to listen to each other, we'll understand each other better, and that just might lead us to world peace. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hope you join me again next Sunday. Take care. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.